It's sunny and mostly cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Leah Den Hartog. U.S. President Barack Obama is currently meeting with his successor, Donald Trump, at the White House. The Oval Office meeting symbolically begins the transition of power that Trump assumes on January 20th. Reporter Jonathan Carl says the U.S. First Lady and her successor also will sit down for a meeting today.
Melania Trump will be here with her husband, having her own one-on-one meeting with Michelle Obama. If tradition holds, they will meet in the residence over tea.
Meantime, Trump and his team have begun the task of picking a cabinet and appointees to key roles in departments such as State, Defense, Homeland Security, Commerce, and Treasury. A popular internet search engine is working overtime after Donald Trump's shocking win in this week's U.S. presidential election. Karen Chase goes through the most popular searches Google users searched following the results of the election.
Google's search spikes offer an interesting snapshot of the American reaction to Donald Trump's election. Four of the top five questions searched after the results were announced included, how did Trump win? How did this happen? How did Clinton lose? And how did the polls get it wrong? Four of the top five searched questions about Hillary Clinton included, what time is her press conference? What will she do now? Did she win the popular vote? And will Trump prosecute her? The top two why did questions were, why did Hillary lose? And why did Trump win? Karen Chase, ABC News.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is set to face an incoming American president who could kill continental climate change plans and threaten the Liberals' domestic agenda that binds environmental gains to economic growth. Terry Pedwell has the story.
Barack Obama was a key, like-minded international ally for Justin Trudeau on climate change, but Donald Trump has called global warming a hoax and vowed to cancel the Paris Climate Accord. Trudeau said today he plans to work with Trump on shared interests, but didn't mention climate change or the environment. Warren Everson of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce says the Liberal government must craft an environmental policy that acknowledges the new path in the U.S. and protects Canada's economic interests. But climate action proponents are calling on Trudeau to take bolder climate action than ever before, regardless of what happens south of the border. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says she was shocked by Donald Trump's win in the U.S. presidential election. Wynne says a lot of people are disappointed that Hillary Clinton did not become the first female American president.
It would have been very good for young women everywhere to see a woman in that highest office in the United States. But we can't let ourselves be discouraged, even though I think there is the potential for discouragement because of the language that was used, because of some of the attitudes that were stirred up during the election campaign.
Wynne says Trump's anti-woman and anti-gay rhetoric during the lengthy election campaign was a setback for social rights in America. In local news, the city of Belleville is investing in its transit system with a number of future projects already budgeted. Scott Gardner has the story.
The city of Belleville is going to invest almost $3 million into projects aimed at improving its transit system in the future. Transit Chair Councilman Jack Miller answered exactly where that money is going.
The big project is expanding the transit service barns that have been in existence since 1974, but the system has outgrown the facility. And so over $2 million of those $3 million will be used to expand the Coleman Street barns.
Another $500,000 is going to work towards modernizing Belleville Transit, with the introduction of things like mobile apps and swipe cards to help make the bus more accessible to riders.
People are going to see a big difference. They'll be able to track a bus. They'll be able to get all kinds of other information.
Scott Gardner, QNET News, Belleville.
November 11th is a day set to remember all of the veterans who have fought for us. QNET News took to the streets to find out what people think about decorating for Christmas before Remembrance Day. Trish Browder has the story.
Caitlin Struthers doesn't set a date to decorate for Christmas. She says she wants to decorate before Halloween, but that doesn't mean she's forgotten those who have served overseas.
I don't think it should matter. I think that if they're excited for Christmas and they want to decorate right after Halloween, they should be allowed to.
Rebecca Huntington says she's stuck in the middle. She wouldn't throw a Remembrance Day party in a Christmas setting, but she feels people should decorate whenever they feel like.
I kind of do agree with that. It's kind of like you should take down your Christmas tree before the new year, just because you shouldn't bring the old year into the new year. But at the same time, I kind of play both ends. At the same time, like, whatever makes you happy.
Some people that QNET News spoke to strongly disagrees with people decorating before Remembrance Day. One person we spoke to says she thinks it's disrespectful to the troops. Another said it may make veterans feel as if they are forgotten. Trish Botter, QNET News, Belleville.
During the Christmas season, the amount of cars on the road spike with people rushing last minute to malls to get presents, visiting family members, or attending parties. The Quinney area participates in a program called Operation Red Nose. This is a nonprofit organization that has volunteers take people home who are intoxicated. This program runs 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. It runs November 26th and 27th, as well as Friday through Sunday during December. It does not run on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or New Year's Day. For more information, you can visit www.rednosequinney.com. With exams quickly approaching, the therapy dogs made their first of two appearances at Loyalist College this month. Many students gathered in the Shark Tank pub on Wednesday to see the five furry friends. Arts and Design Foundation student Melissa Manuville says therapy dogs helps relieve stress for her.
I'm a huge dog person, so anytime I get to spend time with dogs, it's definitely relaxing for me.
The therapy dogs are back at Loyalist on November 24th. Sports is next.
This summer was so hot, my old bike decided to rot.
Is that it wrapped around a tree?
Yeah, the old rust buckets got me down. Now I can't go to town.
Come with me, I'll show you what to do. Steven License will look after you.
Steven License has your new wheels. New bikes are now 10 to 20% off. Soon you'll be riding high on your bike dreams.
Thanks to Steven License, I could afford my new bike. Now I don't need my little sister's trike.
Steven License, 288 Front Street, Belleville. Whether buying a new bike or tuning up an old friend, Steven License has you covered with bikes and services that seem without end.
QNET Sports. Senators goalie Mike Condon shut the door on the Sabres last night, stopping Brian Giotta on Buffalo's final shootout attempt as Ottawa held on for a 2-1 win. Condon finished with 31 saves as Bobby Ryan and Kyle Turris scored during the shootout for Ottawa. Turris scored in the first round to match Sam Reinhart's goal, and then Ryan put Ottawa ahead in the second round. The Central Division leading Chicago Blackhawks extended their winning streak by beating the St. Louis Blues 2-1 in overtime. Blackhawks goalie Corey Crawford says Chicago's defensemen have been making things easy for him lately.
Our D have been unbelievable. Our D getting the puck to our forwards, playing strong in our end, taking care of rebounds and extra chances. Our D have been really solid.
Local Junior A hockey teams are playing tonight. The Trenton Golden Hawks play the Buffalo Junior Sabres at home for the first time in regular season. The Golden Hawks are second in the East Division with 33 points, trailing just behind the Coburg Cougars. The Wellington Dukes also play tonight against the Kingston Voyagers. The Dukes and Voyagers met earlier in this season, with the Dukes coming out with a win of 4-1. The Baltimore Ravens understand just how embarrassing it would be to lose to the winless Cleveland Browns during primetime. They would rather focus on the benefits of a victory, which would thrust Baltimore into sole possession of first place in the AFC North, a half game ahead of the Steelers. The 4-4 Ravens have an opportunity to sustain the momentum from a win over Pittsburgh that ended a four-game losing streak last week. Mark Nichols and Team Gushue are in the lead at the Tour Challenge, the second event on the Grand Slam of Curling Tour. Nichols is serving as skip while regular captain Brad Gushue recovers from an injured hip. The rink from St. John's, Newfoundland had two wins yesterday to kick off the tournament. Play continues today in Cranbrook, BC. In NBA basketball, DeMar DeRozan scored 37 points to help the Toronto Raptors beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 112-102. Kyle Lowry added 19 points, 13 assists, and 9 rebounds. Lowry says a solid three-point shooting game keyed the win.
We shot it okay from three tonight, 42%. Everybody made shots, and I think it could be a start of something, but you know, we're not going to live and die by the jump shot. We're going to play basketball and live on our defense.
The LA Clippers have their fourth straight win with a 111-80 victory over Portland. Clippers coach Doc Rivers says he's not putting too much stock in their 7-1 record.
My whole thing is getting better and pushing guys to stay consistent when you are good. So I get all the other stuff because it all is going to play out and it's going to take care of itself. But it takes care of itself if you do your job. And as a group, we're doing our jobs.
To send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today mainly sunny, high of 14. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with a 60% chance of showers overnight, low of +2. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries or rain in the morning. High of plus 5. At 12:09, it's 10 degrees outside. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.com.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Denhartog, News on 91X, next at 1.